faster. Hit a void that's filled. Never understand. You made me feel what was wrong. I was trying to heal. I sound like a fed a killer. Guess I can't be there for you, love.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jerbromney. Tweet at us if you want us to watch your movie in a couple of weeks. Next week is my movie, but yours is coming up in a couple of weeks. It can be whatever you want. So tweet at one of those handles or join our Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord. We can send you an invitation. Or if you're already in there and you're listening to this, just drop us a movie suggestion. Fantastic. Also on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87. We record the sports podcast every Thursday around 7:30, so you can join the chat, watch that live if you want. If you miss them, watch them on YouTube. Just search for Sports Brewery on YouTube. You can find the playlist, most recent episodes. It's good stuff. This week's movie is King's movie, and it is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. It's weird. If you Google Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, the search on Google comes up as Indiana Jones 5. It completely takes off the Dial of Destiny part. I've never seen Google do that before.
Which is weird because all Indiana Jones have always had a title along with every movie.
The title. Google editing my search like that without my permission, I'm suing.
Big tech.
Yeah,
just ramping it up for the 2024 election. I'm telling you,
not my Google.
Oh, yeah. Collusion.
Not my search engine. I'm going to go to Bing. Try me.
Ask Jeeves.
If you ask me, Google's overstepping their bounds. Okay, so Indiana Jones: Dial of Destiny. It is on Disney Plus. It came out last year, 2023. Has a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb and a 58 on Metacritic. It stars Harrison Ford. Did you need me to tell you that? Guess who he plays? Indiana Jones. Cool. Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Okay, here's the thing. I thought it was Bridges or Bridger. Like I genuinely did. When I saw her name in writing, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, I was like, that's not right. Like
I thought it was Bridges.
IMDb made a mistake, right? Like, I thought it was, too. So, it's Bridge. Phoebe Waller-Bridge. She plays Helena. Antonio Banderas in this movie. Antonio Banderas plays Ronaldo. Karen Allen in this movie reprises her role as Marion. John Rhys-Davies back as Sala, which is a little problematic in 2024. But Mads Mikkelsen plays Dr. Voller. Toby Jones plays Basil Shaw. Basil. Is there a more British name on earth? Yeah. Boyd Holbrook plays Kleber. And Ethan Isidov plays Teddy, who's like the kid who helps Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I'm going to say that the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
I'll just stop saying her last name.
What are you calling problematic with Sala?
Oh, well, John Rhys-Davies is a British man.
Yes.
A white British man who is attempting to play a Middle Eastern man.
He is white. I thought he was just, I know he was British. I thought he was just Middle Eastern as well.
We might need to look that up. We might need to Google that. It might not actually be problematic. You want to do that while I'm,
I'll do that while you continue on.
While I'm going through my spiel. Okay, cool. Movie written by James Mangold, David Kep, and the team of, Jez and John Butterworth. Kep, by the way, like these guys are very legit, very big Hollywood writers. So Kep wrote Jurassic Park, which is a pretty big movie. Mission Impossible, wrote Carlito's Way, War of the Worlds, and the 2002 Spider-Man movie. So those are some pretty big films that he wrote. Jez and John wrote Ford versus Ferrari. Mangold directed this movie as well. He also directed Logan, the Wolverine movie.
Wolverine.
Yep.
That one.
It's a great movie, man.
Great movie.
He also directed 310 to Yuma and Ford versus Ferrari. So James Mangold, very big director who they got to
do. You guys seen Ford versus Ferrari?
I have.
Is it good?
It is. Yeah.
Never got around to that one.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Not
all right. So John Rhys Davies, first off, he's Welsh, not British.
Oh,
fair. And he is definitely not Middle Eastern.
No, he's not. No, he is not. So they were sort of rocking a hard place with him because they hired him a really long time ago when that shit was okay in Hollywood. And they needed him to reprise his role, and he happens to still be alive. And so they got him in. They put a little fez on his head, and
he didn't wear his fez. I don't think he wore the fez in this at all.
The first scene he wore.
All right, at the cab. All right, yeah. I thought that was like, all right, we'll keep him, but we'll get rid of the fez.
In case you don't recognize him, because it's been like 20 years since he's been in an Indiana Jones movie.
Was that like Last Crusade? Was like the last one he was in?
I think so. Well, okay, let's start this out then. Let's start out this conversation since you mentioned the other movie. How are you guys with Indiana Jones movies? Like, do you like all of them?
No, not all of them.
Yeah.
Well, you can't like. Do you like the fourth one, the Crystal Skull? I mean,
no.
We've sort of talked about this in the sports podcast before. I think Temple of Doom is a horrible movie. Like, yeah, I hate Temple of Doom.
I think the second one is my favorite one, the Sean Connery one.
That's the third one. I went with you. I would go number three is my number one. Mm-hmm. Raiders is second. And I do put Temple of Doom above this one as a three hole.
Wow.
Crystal Skull is the fifth by a long shot.
I think Crystal Skull is better than Temple of Doom. Like I truly, truly dislike Temple of Doom. Like Spielberg's wife is in that movie and she is the most obnoxious
person in a movie ever.
Like Short Round,
people love
Short Round. I don't like Short Round. I don't like him. I mean, there was
Short Round was in this movie. They just didn't go racist with it and made him a different nationality.
That's true. that's true. Kind of, yeah. Little different.
A little underage sidekick. I mean, was there.
Little different. I think we can all agree on that. Yeah. So yeah, I agree. It's Last Crusade. It's Raiders. I think Dial of Destiny, then Crystal Skull, then Temple. I hate Temple of Doom. I cannot stress that enough. And I don't understand why people like it. And consider it a classic.
At least we got a nice consensus that Last Crusade is the best one.
Without question.
Sean Connery
and Harrison Ford. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Can't mess with that. And they all, you know, what's the theme with Indiana Jones? And it's Nazis.
It's always Nazis, man.
Yeah. You know,
one, three, and five are all Nazi.
Yeah. You know, I remember like watching, I think it was a couple Mission Impossible movies ago. I remember watching it and like the big bad guys were the Russians. And I was like, really? Like, we're still doing the Russians? Like, the Russians aren't even a factor anymore. And then sure enough, a few years later, the Russians were back. And I'm not saying with Indiana Jones with the Nazis. I don't know. Somebody has the lead in an election poll right now who...
A reminder to watch Gutfeld with an exclamation point. He's a comedian, you know.
Yeah, that's the first thing I wrote down when I was taking notes for this movie. Nazis are back! Exclamation point. So I did like what they did with this because, you know, they're something you don't really think about with the timeline for Indiana Jones is it's like if they set it in modern day, which you might think they would do,
he's dead. Can't.
He's very
dead. That's
yeah, he's like 40, 50 years dead at that point. But
so this movie takes place in like 69, I believe, is when the astronauts came back. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So they so it starts out World War II, and then they jump forward to 1969, and yeah, it's that's when it set, and I think that was a really good idea, and it was cool. Like, you know, they had their ridiculous Indiana Jones shit where they just have these elaborate chase action sequences.
Like at least 20, 25 minutes that opening scene, the classic indie. Yes. It was long.
But it was a chase scene through a parade, and yeah, man, they did it all.
Where are you guys on that? They did the same thing in The Irishman where they digitally changed Mads Mikkelsen and Harrison Ford's face to make them younger. Are we getting to a point where there's enough voice stuff that they could use for AI? And if they could do this technology, you could keep Indiana Jones. You go back to like make a prequel with him with Harrison Ford in it, essentially.
Ooh,
we're having honestly, it was the Irishman one was terrible with De Niro. It was an awful younger rendition of him. This one was actually pretty good for Harrison Ford.
Look at Ski crossing picket lines. Like, hey. Look at you, man. Fuck the Actors Guild, am I right?
Get that neural link in your brain right now from Elon, and boom, we're fucking right there, man.
It was pretty jarring. It really, like, there were a couple parts with Harrison Ford that looked okay. His voice doesn't match at all. He sounds so much older now, and you can tell. You can really tell when he's talking as the younger version of himself. You're like, boy, that doesn't sound like
they did.
Like,
not.
It's weird. It's like Indiana Jones with somebody else dubbing over Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. You know, it had the opposite effect they were going for, but or the opposite effect that you'd expect, because the animation didn't look very good. Like, it looked good when they were like dark and the lighting was really low, but anytime there was any lighting in the room at all, it really looked bad. I don't know. You got used to it the more they did it, and you're sort of like, okay, I'm used to this looking bad, and so I'll just sort of take in the movie as it is. But
see, I thought Harrison Ford didn't look. I thought Mads looked pretty. Didn't look great, but I thought Harrison Ford looked all right.
With Toby Jones, they didn't really do anything.
They didn't do anything with Toby Jones, no. There's nothing you could do with Toby Jones. He probably looked old when he was in his 20s, so.
Nobody knows what he looked like back then anyways, so forget it. Just make sure his mustache isn't white and you're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, man. So we're going to have the AI conversation, are we, Ski? Okay, yeah.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah, volume shooter, bad defender. Yeah. Did win a game in the finals.
Hell of a crossover, though.
Well, blame Scorsese for this. He's the first one that implemented this like de-aging AI shit on De Niro.
Blame Scorsese for Allen Iverson?
And for everything. Blame him for everything.
By James, Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, okay. Yep. All right. Yeah, a lot of classic Indiana Jones action in this movie. A lot of chase scenes, a lot of just really elaborate punching. You know, they, for an old man, he gets punched a lot, and
yes,
and it really doesn't faze him at all.
Well, if you've read about retirement homes, it happens.
Yeah, well, they I was thinking more of towards the end when he's scaling that wall.
Thank
to get
you.
Up into that. I'm thinking now, like, all right, if I had to scale that myself right now,
not a chance.
I was like, my shoulder's fucked. It's like, if I, and he's already gotten, you know, the shit kicked out of him a bunch. It's like, I don't know if I'm making it up there. Just leaving Indy behind there.
And not even that, he is like beating her to the top. Like, he's going fast. Yeah. I was thinking that too. Hell, walking across that rickety bridge in your 70s is going to be impossible. Like, not let alone scaling a mountain.
Oh, you know, guarantee Harrison Ford to get that, like, you know, when you get older, you get that, like, your equilibrium, your balance just gets thrown off because
vertigo.
You're like vertigo you get. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, no way he's crossing that with his vertigo. But yeah, I will say, I mean, Harrison Ford looked old in this movie. Old.
Yeah, and they
I mean, he is old, and he should look old, but it was hard to believe sometimes that he's doing things.
And they chose to like show us that really early in the movie. Like
take
they
had a shirt off.
They
old
had
man,
the
old man boobs out and first, arm. Yeah.
First time you see him, like in the quote unquote modern times, 1969, he's got his shirt off. It's like that's an old man. That is an old man who doesn't work out anymore. Actually, I get the sense Harrison Ford never really worked out. Like,
no, I think he was like a genetic lottery winner.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He looked amazing with his shirt off until he was like 60.
But he never cared before he was 60.
I mean,
so,
and honestly, I mean, for like an 80-year-old dude, he didn't look bad.
Oh,
just,
of course,
like an 80-year-old guy in somewhat shape.
Oh, I'd kill to look like Harrison Ford in my 80s. Like, fuck yeah, man. Kidding me? So, are we to expect that Phoebe Waller-Bridge is the future of this franchise now?
Yes.
I think they just finally kill it.
Well,
Indy's done in general.
I think as long as Disney Plus is around, every 4 or 5 years, they'll still need a little content plug from these old franchises on a rotating basis. And for a while longer, Indiana will be in it.
What do you I think maybe they could go but they did have, remember there was young Indiana Jones. It was like a TV series. I think they could go back to that. I don't think the Indiana Jones, it has to take time during the time of, like you said, the World War II. That is
the hard thing.
I can't see it in the future. Even this was so hard. It wasn't believable like at all. Even the old ones, you had to expand your imagination about, you know, the cup that kills you and the, mm-hmm. you know, and Raiders, the, you open the thing and you turn into a skeleton. I mean, now we're in
it escalates.
Now we're in time travel and shit, and it hit a point.
Well, Crystal Skull was about aliens.
That too. So
So you got aliens, and now you have time travel where he literally, wasn't it Rivers Phoenix or something who played the young Indiana Jones?
And he was in the...
Or was he in the movie?
He was in the movie on the throwback scene to when the young eight falls in the snake pit on the train.
That was
you
it.
Find out. That was River Phoenix.
By the way, some nice new nightmare-inducing scenes with eels in this movie.
Well, and those giant centipedes.
Yeah, no. The eels are actually terrifying. Like, if you're telling me there's an eel in water that I am near, I'm not going in that water.
How about let alone a colony of them?
Jesus, like, man. Fuck. That is literally like, I'm going to have, King, you're going to have a fever dream about that tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
moray eels are going to be swimming all around my head.
Exactly, man.
Where are you guys on Phoebe Waller-Bridge? Do you guys like her in general? Do you like her in this movie? Because my only introduction to her, I got roped into watching her TV series Fleabag.
Yeah.
And I hated it, and I hated her. So when I saw her in this, I had, you know, instant flashbacks of hating her. And I still didn't really like her in it.
I'm glad you had the bravery in a public forum.
Say Fleabag's bad?
Yeah. A lot of public pressure to not say that. I didn't like it either.
Nope.
Yeah.
We're in the minority, and that's fine.
I've never seen it. It just didn't look interesting to me.
I could not get into it.
I heard from everybody it was great, other than you two. So
yeah.
All right. I thought she was fine in this movie. Like I did. I thought her.
She wasn't bad. I said. I didn't.
Yeah.
Nothing. She didn't do anything for me that made it better, I should say.
Yeah. She's not as cool as Karen Allen was.
Not even close in
the original. Like, so, you know, I think she's probably hurt by the fact that Karen Allen was so badass in Raiders, because there's a standard that she has to sort of live up to. So, but again, I thought she was great in this movie. I thought she was fine. Yeah.
I wanted more Karen Allen in this movie too. Little disappointed it was just at the end, but
yeah. I agree. I think it would have been, but I think she did that in Crystal Skull too. Like she came back and
I think it was,
she helped.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of guys who, you know, might have been expected to take on the throne at one point, Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf in Crystal Skull. I think that was sort of the plan. And then he with Shia LaBeouf for a while there.
Marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah. The devil's weed or whatever.
Devil's lettuce.
Devil's lettuce. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. guy who doesn't smoke weed in this podcast. trying to come up with things.
No, but this movie, though, there was some glaring things that happened in this movie that didn't make sense to me. And one of the big one was Phoebe Waller's character. You know, they portray her as, you know, just trying to do everything to make money. But then right after that, you know, when the thing gets taken and they got to go, oh, we got to go get the other one. She just immediately knows where to find the thing to find it. And my thought is, why didn't she do that before? If she knew where it was, why didn't she go get the thing that led him to the other half? It didn't make any sense to me.
She is. She's supposedly a genius and has all of her dad's like secrets and his, you know, letters and notes and everything, memorizes everything. And like, why doesn't she have all of the pieces already? Like, why does she need Indiana Jones's help to get that piece from that little storage thing? She could have just gotten it herself at any point. At any point. Like, it was weird, right?
Now she knows the coordinates. She knew the coordinates on, you know, just off the top of the dome of where it was. And apparently she can read all the weird languages of the tablets already. She didn't need Indiana Jones was obsolete to her in this movie as she wanted to be.
This is true, but also she was being chased by Nazis. And as we know, there is one expert in punching Nazis, and that is Indiana Jones. And so, yeah. Go ahead.
On the Nazis, too, the other problem I had with this movie, how did Mads Mikkelsen just come out unscathed from getting absolutely destroyed by,
my
like
God,
going on a full train, going like 80 miles an hour, a piece of lumber sticking out and sending him to the ground, unfazed?
No injury whatsoever. No. Yeah. I could not believe I saw that. Like, by the way, I expected the first guy to come back, not Mads. Like, you know, the first guy who gets shot and then he kicks him off a train. That's a classic movie thing. You kick somebody off a thing and then they come back later in the movie. Mads got fucking wrecked.
He got hammered by that guy.
Got hammered. Like, 200 miles an hour with a huge fucking metal thing that was not giving at all. Like,
no, it was not.
He is dead. He is like a part of that metal thing he hit. And it's like a splat.
He's a grease stain. If that's in real life, he's a grease stain.
It's one of those splats and then it like slides down.
The authorities come out and they just hope they can find a couple of teeth to identify the body.
Get a spatula, man. That's what Mads is. Jesus.
I mean, they could have given him a limp. They could have given him some scars. I mean, Mads has like his own scars a little bit, but you could have given him something that maybe like, oh, this guy survived. Like, he barely survived. He got up, walked away, and then went to join NASA instantly.
Like, is this an Indiana Jones movie? Nazis have scars.
Yes.
Give him some scars. Come on, man. Facial scars. Come on. Come on. Yeah, no, he was working for the University of Alabama, by the way, which was hilarious, too.
So, were we led to believe, you know, that Indy had been just like a pure raging alky for like 5 to 10 years? Or no, it could have been that long, because I assume his kid got killed in Vietnam, would be my guess, which would have been maybe like 5-ish years, like mid-60s, I think.
Yeah.
We joined somewhere around there, so.
Makes sense.
Are we able to beat that? He's working at some shitty university. He's just an alcoholic now. Is that kind of what you guys thought it was?
Yeah. You know, I mean, pretty depressing storyline that they added in there on the boat when they were talking. You know, his son enlisted. You know, she asked him what he would do if he could go back in time. And he said, I would ask my son not to enlist. And it was like, why? And because he died and it destroyed his wife and destroyed their marriage. And it was like, this was like lighthearted until now. but
that movie with Nazis was lighthearted at the time.
It was. It was. It's an Indiana Jones movie. It is what it is. It's hijinks with Nazis, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like Scooby-Doo or something. Yeah.
No, that was just some of the... The actor that played like the American Nazi, the guy that was always shooting guys.
Boyd Holbrook. Yeah.
Boyd Holbrook.
That guy, by the way, was also in Logan, which we mentioned earlier. Like that. I like that dude.
He's in the new Justified series as well. I like him too, but
he was in Sandman, the Netflix show, the Neil Gaiman show. Yeah.
Show it to me.
The Sandman.
Oh. But I didn't fully get. So at the end, so he's a Nazi the whole time.
Uh-huh.
But he's in a, yeah, right? Because he was in all the Nazi regalia when they got on the plane at the end, right?
Undercover Nazis, man.
Yeah.
They're living among us, Ski. Like,
well, working with the CIA as well. I mean, we all know about, you know, that we took a lot of their scientists and a lot of them went to Argentina and shit like that. But yeah, they really hammered home on, CIA backed Nazi scientists. Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. The president of the United States, actually. Yeah. The president was mentioned quite a bit. Oh, can one of you guys look up? I have to hold the mic or I would, but who was the president in 1969? Do you know off the top of your head? Was it Nixon?
Yep. I don't know if he was in 69. Was he in 69 there? Yeah.
It was Nixon.
Yeah.
That's great. Richard Nixon working with the Nazis to get the Dial of Destiny. Mwah. Chef's kiss, Indiana Jones and James Mangold. Another cliche that I noted. That was in this movie that has been in pretty much every Indiana Jones movie is they explored a cave that is essentially a tourist location. A really big cave that has apparently not been fully explored. For some reason, people just decided not to go deep into this cave and explore the whole thing and find the Archimedes, you know, like tomb or the tomb of Archimedes, find the dial, find the old watch, all of those things. It's like, okay. All right.
I mean, they did a great, because Spielberg had nothing to do with this movie. It was all the new guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they stuck to, you know, the script of Indiana Jones. He gets in possession of something. Somebody else takes it. He's got to try to get it back or get a secondary piece that you need to go with the other one. And then he usually gets it back in the end. I mean, it was all step-by-step of everything, how it goes. And like you said, exploring caves and ruins that how no one else has explored those things before. He's always got to find a little lever or some other little trap to get to the next level. I mean, it was just like 1 in 3, just pretty much. Just with a weird, weird time continuum fucking thing you could go through.
I will say, just as a general premise, that the space-time continuum hole, I never really do well with that one.
A hole of clouds in the sky, yeah, you don't like that? Yeah.
No, I'm like, you fucking chop it up with Julius Caesar? Like that movie about, or that island, like in the South Pacific, where when people come close, they'll kill you instantly on sight and you cannot go on. That's what would have happened. If they landed, they are dead immediately. People are not waiting to hear them out and talk to them. They're dead.
But Archimedes got there. That's how.
Yeah, Archimedes.
Are we just like glossing over the fact that a plane crashed in 214 BC Sicily? And that's just fine. That's fine.
Dragons.
That's fine though. Like they're it's right there. It's like part of the city. It's I mean, that's okay.
I'm gonna say it's historically inaccurate.
That didn't change history at all. Like we're not gonna even talk about that. We're not gonna have that. We're not gonna have that dialogue. James Mangold.
They did do a nice setup when they get to Archimedes' tomb and he has like a watch on and it's like, oh, did he come to the future and then go back or what? At least they did that setup. good.
So, but we don't have an answer to that because remember, yeah, like so, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, like punched out Indiana and then took the stuff back with her because he has to make his own. But like, did he keep the watch? Did she give him the watch?
So he took the watch off Mads. Remember, he walked up to the wrecked plane and killed Mads' watch off him. That's where.
But it was like on the thing when Archimedes walked up and she was like, no, he can't take that. It's going to, you know, whatever. So
that was just the dial, right?
But also 214 BC, we're saying a watch is going to last until 1969.
Oh, yeah,
like it's not going to disintegrate. Okay. All right. Okay.
Those Nazi made stuff, man. They made things that lasted.
That's true. Yeah. Not going to comment on that one.
I mean, you're not going to say that Germans are fine, great engineers of
fine German engineering will make a watch last for like 2,000 years. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Makes it, historically accurate in my eyes.
Mads's plan, by the way, to kill Hitler and fix his mistakes was wild. Like I kind of liked it actually, because you're thinking the whole movie is like, I'm gonna go back and help Hitler and help the Germans win, but he's like, nah, Hitler fucked up. I'm gonna kill Hitler and then replace him.
Which is good. Like, that's a good addition to it.
Okay. All right, professor at the University of Alabama, right on. Go for it.
Here's another thing that I didn't quite get. So you use the dial, but how was he, I don't know how he was able to try to pinpoint the exact time to go. It's not like, you know, it's not like Back to the Future where you punch in your dates and you get sent there.
We might be overthinking that part. Just reverse the numbers and you'll go back home.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, we did find out essentially those things are, it was just a portal to that exact time in Sicily.
That exact location, that exact time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know how his mathematician brain was like, oh yeah, this will get me to the time and place I wanted.
We are out of time. We got to grade this thing. King, it is your movie. You got to go first.
What's out of this week?
What do you think, Ski? Five?
Probably five.
We'll go five. All right. Just this week.
I'll give it a three.
Because it's Indiana Jones 5, we should go out of 5, right? So three.
Synergy. Okay.
Synergy. I am also going to go 3. Yeah. It was not a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination. It had very fun parts and it was fine. It was fine.
All right. I'm going to go 3.5 just because I rate it the fourth Indiana Jones movie. You know, Last Crusade's a 5, 4.5, 4. So 3.5 for this movie.
I like that. Yeah. I'm changing mine to 3.25 so I can split the D there. Yeah.
Can I just say
it was long? It was long.
It was very long. And what an unfortunate time to come out in the theaters a week after Barbenheimer.
Yeah. Good luck. Did you say what it grossed and stuff?
I didn't. Thank you for bringing that up, man. So budget, $295 million. And this one made $384 million. So Indiana Jones cannot lose. I think even Crystal Skull made a ton of money. So
probably did too.
If you put Indiana Jones in a theater, people are going
to
go.
Well, which goes back to King's theory that Disney Plus might just start pumping shit out if it makes money.
Why the fuck not?
Yep.
Exactly. By the way, this was executive produced by Spielberg and George Lucas. Yeah. So they were still a part of it.
Oh, they got to get their extra money in their pockets too. So
why would they walk away from this franchise in any way? Totally.